What I remember about it is I hadn't realised before how much archaeology involves crawling around on the ground, and then you realise when you're that close to the earth, something happens. You learn about it. I do remember Lawrence saying to me very early on, "You do know all the different kinds of soil, don't you?" I said, "No, there's soil, is what I know." He was very good like that. I do remember after a while, because I was working part-time at the time of the dig, and after the first couple of weeks I used to feel very frustrated when I actually had to go to work and I couldn't crawl around outside. It helped that it was nice weather, and just either finding things myself or seeing other people find things, some of which were, I thought, very impressive, particularly as people, archaeologists on television, get very excited about tiny pieces of Samian ware, and we were hauling out very large pieces of Samian ware to the point where we were like, "Oh, there's another bit." So that changed my viewing habits for a while. I used to think, how ridiculous, we did better than that. And then I found a glass bead, and that was absolutely amazing, because you don't really expect to find anything. You think you're going to, but you don't really expect it. And then suddenly there is something, and it just makes it all worthwhile.